Amen. Thank you. The best part of the message is over. Amen.
Amen.
Because when the next generation releases, that is the best message.
Amen.
It's a very important time. I'm here in America for more than 30 years. This is a very crucial time I'm just sharing with you. I'm running from place to place, country to country, no break, no sleep. One reason, awake. Awake. Turn to your children. We are losing our children. We cannot turn to our children. My message is very strong. You have to pray for your children.
Amen.
The time is very short. And I tell you, your children are very precious. I'm seeing incredible miracles through children. God is empowering this generation. You don't know what's going on. I'm seeing with my eyes, children are changed. Young people are transformed. Drug addicts, they are completely changed. Even sexual abused young generation totally healed and transformed because of the prayers. Prayers. One person in a family. Stop praying. Rise up. One person in a family, I'm calling you. Mothers. Mothers, it's time to turn to your children. Mothers, I'm calling you. Your prayers are very important. But I want to challenge you. If you really turn to your children with your fasting and praying, crying, I tell you, I can challenge you, your children will come back to God. Your children will arise. They will become leaders. They will become prophets. They will become a great blessing for your generation. This is the call I'm giving to you. You may have a lot of things to do. I tell you, it's the time has come to turn. If you really need your children, take up the call given to you. Transform the next generation. Focus on your children. Invest on with your church, I'm telling you. There are two things I want to just focus on: prayer. It's a very important time this time. One, to pray for leaders. Today we are going to do. We are going to pray for a pastor and his wife. I don't know his wife here.
Yes.
We are going to later. I'll call you. We are going to pray for a pastor and his wife. Very, very important. I'm calling you. Every church, we have to, every believer, you first thing you have to pray for your pastor every day. This is a duty, we have to support him. Number two, we have to pray for our children because this is a time attack on the children, the young people. Even if you see the Hamas, even what happened in the, right now happened, all the hostages, you see the attack. Why they take children? Can you believe it? Most of the hostages, children. That means the enemy is targeting on our children. You cannot do some other job, leaving your children for attack. Everyone in the world is attacking on the children, focusing on children, investing on children, media, or the politicians, or human traffic, everywhere. They're focusing on the young generation. If they want to achieve, it's only young people, next generation. Church, what are you doing? What are you doing? By the blood of Jesus, they are saved. Our families are saved. Can we leave our children to these evil forces?
No.
No. No. If you really have a burden, first thing, start praying for your children.
Amen.
Walk with your children. I know my message may be very hard. I tell you, two things attacks. I tell you this coming, another 5 years, two attacks. Major churches, major pastors, the leaders will be attacked. But if you and me pray, you see that these pastors, these churches will rise up. Again, your church, God is going to protect you.
Amen.
God is going to bless your pastor. Because the attack is on the leaders. Leaders. Big churches, big ministries. It's the time we have to raise up. Number two is the young people. We need fathers and mothers. I tell you, you cannot do anything today. But only thing your tears can do.
Yeah.
Your tears. Literally, I tell you, your tears. Pray for your children. You will not lose your children, I tell you. Start praying. So two things I'm going to pray. So this day I'm raising up, you know, very important thing, because I'm going everywhere, but I'm calling only one thing. I need just 10 people. Can you pray with me? Pray with us. We are praying. Right now in America, I'm looking for 1,000 people as a spiritual parent. But I tell you, if you go to all the forces here, they raise up 1 million, 2 million people for their work. But for God's work, I'm asking only 1,000 people. I'm not asking 1 million people. But today, if you go to the social media, internet, 1 million people join. But for God's army, I need 1,000 people to pray. Every day fasting and praying for our generation. We need that. Very important time, I'm telling you. In 10 years' time, either you go this way or that way. If you want to receive and restore and see the army of God coming up, it's your prayer. Fathers and mothers. It's not the children. It's not the young people. It's you. It's you. It's me. It's me.
Yes.
Not children. Don't blame the children. It's you and me. Our duty is to pray and cry for the children. I'm just saying to you two things. Everyone, in 1 minute prayer, pray for your pastor, for your church. Everyone has to support your pastor in prayer. I'm not asking you to donate a big money for church or organization like this. No. No. I'm asking you, 1 minute, can't you pray for your pastor, for your church? They give so much for you. Because the reason is, many and the enemy is attacking big churches, big name, big thing, scandal, want to damage the name. So that is one person is attacked, the whole kingdom, the whole, the church is attacked. One person, enough. The whole social media, television, all they will, that's all, finish. But I tell you, 1 minute prayer will restore back everything.
Amen.
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 So I'm calling you first thing. I'm going to pray. We are going to pray for our pastor and his wife, because it's a time. I go all over. Many pastors, they are so good. 20 years, 30 years, 40 years in the ministry, they are discouraged. They are hurt. They don't want to continue. Not only that, even their families are attacked. Today, I encourage you to pray for them and their family and their children. You know, most of the children today we are focusing on is not just orphanage, orphans, children. I am more focusing on the pastor's children, the minister's children, God's servant children. Attack, attack, attack. I told my daughter, you should start a ministry for pastor kids. Those are the ministry and missions, their kids. They need heart. They need love. I'm so blessed with my daughter and my son. Then I told them, you are a very good example. I serve the Lord. I walk with the Lord. I do full-time ministry. And now God protect you, bless you. Why don't you be a cover and shield and mantle for this young generation? You tell them, my dad who served the Lord, even though he didn't have a time for me, but till the prayers of my dad and mom, and also God's mercy upon me, that is a message. Transform, release to you, these children. I told her that is the best ministry. Wherever I go, I release those pastor children to my daughter. I say, come on, start connecting with them, walking with them. Because these children, they will not listen to pastors or me, but they will listen to you. Young people will listen to young people. Children will listen to the young people. It's the time. We can't, but we can pray. Our prayer can travel with them. It's an important time. I encourage you, the prayer is power, power, power. You see, in the first thing called is for the leaders in Exodus chapter 17. Exodus chapter 17. If you are tired, if you are exhausted, if you feel that you have a big financial problem, family pressure, and you cannot move anymore, today I tell you, our God is with you. Start your journey. We are with you. Start your journey. Start your journey. If you lost your business, you've gone through a big problem in the family, and you don't know how to deal with your children, and especially these days, job and finance is a big problem, I tell you, keep going. Keep going. Because our God is with you. Keep going. Because we are with you. Praying people are with you. You see, in Exodus chapter 17, even though Moses was a man of God, man of prayer, always encountered with God, but still he was a human person. He was so weak. There are times, I tell you, every person needs somebody to uphold them. Everyone. Don't think everyone is so holy. Everyone is weak. Everyone needs power. And especially God's servants. Moses is one of the persons so close to God. And even God himself said, I have never shown my face to anyone except Moses as a friend face to face. So humble, such a man of God. But you see his problem? There are times in his life he wants to give up. He wants to quit. I don't want to continue. Enough. He was so mad, finally he said, Lord, kill me. That's it. Alan, yeah. Don't say that. Okay, I know you're not saying that. He said, kill me, Lord. Enough. These people, you bless so much, but complaining, murmuring, and too much for me. I cannot. But I tell you, in Exodus chapter 17, verse 11. And so it was that, verse 10, so Joshua did as Moses said to him, and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And so it was, when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. And when he laid down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands became heavy. So they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Very important thing. And Aaron and Hur supported his hand. One on one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. So Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
When his hands were going down, God raised up Aaron and Hur. It's a supporting ministry. You need not be a pastor all the time. But God is calling you. Each one has a commission. Number one, to support prayer. Prayer. This is what I say. Moses was so weak that time. His hands were going down. And that's the time God bring one person at the right side and the left side. When you are down, God will bring both sides, will be always balanced.
Amen.
Because the eagle, when the eagle has the wings, both wings has to be balanced.
Yes.
One wing has to be like this and one wing, the one wing. And then you fall down. You need both the wings. Husband won't say, wife won't say, both have to balance. Don't leave everything to wife. Oh, you pray. Okay, I just go to make money, you pray. No. Even though you have both has a department, but both has to be one in the Lord.
Amen.
One, both has to carry the same vision. The vision is always taking the journey to God. That is the final goal. So both have to come together. One at the right, one at the left. So it's a support with your prayer. Moses. You know these days, you know what I'm seeing today? Lot of attack. Please understand. And when I look at the leaders these days, I feel so, I have such a father's heart. I'm not judging anyone, but as a father, I'm just going everywhere to lift up their hands. That's all. Lift up the hands with your prayer. Pray for them. So I encourage you, everyone. Number one is to pray for your pastor. You may be coming from other church, even some people, you may not even like your pastor, but you have to pray for him. Amen. So are you ready today? I know some people, you may not like your pastor. Because I know, I could see your face.
Yep.
You see that face. It's the agreement,
you see that.
But I tell you, it is the church. We have to support him.
Yep.
We have to pray for him. This is the first call. Yeah. If the pastor falls down, I tell you, the whole church falling down.
Yeah.
We need pastors this time. My prayer, Lord, raise up the pastors one more time.
Amen.
No way to quit. Until God tells you, no way, you cannot quit. God repeatedly told Moses, until I choose Joshua, you have to keep going. You find the right person, Joshua, you have to keep going. If the Joshua is not ready, still you have to walk like a Moses and Joshua. No quitting. No quitting. If anyone is doing ministry, even though you come from China here, but actually your call still is holding on to China. My daughter today, just she shared with you. Even though she is in America, it's a very comfort zone. But you can see her. She comes and travels with me every day. And she has a lot of work in the business and the 22 countries. She has to take care of all the children, all the ministry she has to take care of. But she's ready to obey. She can be very comforted. But I tell you, what God has put in your heart, whether you are in America, or in China, or in Taiwan, or in Africa, your call, your spirit is same. Nobody can change it. Nobody can touch you.
Yeah.
Continue with the call that God has given to you.
Amen.
Even your position change. You may be a businessman, you may be IT, you may be a doctor, you may have a high media, but still your calling is not to just to make money. Your calling is for the next generation. Your media, or IT, or whatever business is for the generation. This is the kingdom. Kingdom. God is speaking to you today. I encourage you today. How many of you will? I tell you again, I know many, many people today, I frankly speaking to you, many of the people, why go to many churches, they are hurt by the pastors and the church people. This morning, I'm asking you one thing. Can you forgive? Can you forgive? This is a big problem. Please forgive. Start praying for them. I know you are hurt. Sometimes you are right. Sometimes you think it's injustice, they do like that. But today God is calling you. Just forgive. Forgive. Even the leaders, ministers, God's servants, I'm calling you. Receive the Father's calling.
Right.
When Moses, Aaron, and Miriam spoke against Moses, Aaron and Miriam said, the anointing is not only for you. We also have anointing. We also so good, so powerful. God was so angry.
Yeah.
What happened? Aaron got leprosy. And Miriam was so scared. And that's the time. Look at Moses, the pastor, the leader. The real leader is the Father.
Yeah.
That's the time he comes and talks to God. Lord, if you don't forgive, if you don't heal my daughter Miriam, we will not move from this place. If we want to have a next journey, I need my daughter. I need my son. Amazing, amazing. God was so happy. Wow, Moses, you have such a big God. You know what they thought? About you. So many stories. They create a lot of stories. You know that? I know everything. But she's my daughter.
Yeah.
She is my son. He is my son. Wow, wow, wow. Amazing heart. The heart of the Father with the Moses. Then God said, okay. I thought, because this prayer, if I want to go to the next journey and go to the promised land, I want my family. My family. I know you love me to take me to the promised land. No, I want my family.
Yeah.
My team is my family. My team. Who? Aaron, Miriam, Joshua, my team. But they are my family. They are not just workers. They are my workers. They are my family. I need them. But give me a father's heart to forgive them. Amen.
Amen.
I'm just asking you. Can you raise up your hand and say, Lord, we ask your forgiveness. Forgive us if we hurt. And today we ask your forgiveness.
Amen.
Give us a heart to forgive pastors, ministers, even church people hurt us. They damaged your name, God. Even they want to stop my ministry, God. I just pray for us, God, to forgive them.
Amen.
Forgive them, God. Because we need pastors as fathers, ministers as mothers also. We need them, Father. Give me a father's heart. Thank you, Father. Today,
Amen.
Receive this anointing. If anyone has hurt you, God is healing you.
Amen.
God is healing you. Forgive those people who hurt you. Forgive those people who damage your name. Forgive the people who took away your position. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You see the anointing coming back to you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If you forgive, you will see the anointing today. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you. Anointing is coming back. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Anointing is coming back because you forgive those people who hurt you, who rejected you, who damaged your name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 You know, I was first a Catholic priest. And then God took me out, and I thought, when I was a Catholic priest, I had so much kind of anointing. They always called me, I'm like a lion in the Catholic Church. But when I came to the Christian, the Pentecostal, and then people said, I'm going to be very, very more anointed. But when I came out, I lost my anointing. My preaching is so weak. No healing, no. I said, why, Lord? I thought, now I'm the best people with a good group, and then born again, I'm so excited, but I lost my anointing. But I went to Korea. I was seeking God for 17 days, fasting and praying on the mountain, and then asking God, fighting with God, why I lost my anointing? I lost my anointing. Because they said that the lion become a lamb. I was a lion, but now I became a born again. Now I became a lamb. What's the problem? And I was on the mountain 17th day. When I was praying in the night time on the mountain, crying before God, I want my anointing. I asked only God only one thing. I want my anointing. I want back my anointing. Come on, raise up your hand and say, Lord, I want my anointing. I want my anointing. I want my anointing. I want the power. I want the anointing, God. I want the anointing in my talk, in my prayer, in my message. I want the anointing, God. I our God. I receive the anointing today. God is releasing anointing in your hands, in your tongue, in your whole body, in your emotion. I see the anointing coming upon. It's coming back again. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see a new power, new fire coming upon you. Thank you. What you lost is coming back to your brain. Even your memory, your thinking, I see the anointing is coming back. You are receiving back your memory again. Coming, coming. When you are 70, you are so smart. Now the same memory power is coming. The same knowledge is coming. I see the attack on your memory. God is healing you right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see a power, anointing in your memory right now. Thank you, Holy, in your nerve system. I see the anointing. I see the power coming upon you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see it's coming back. It's one more time it's coming back. 20 years back, you lost it. Today, you receive it. Today, you receive it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 17 years back, you lost it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see that your memory power, your prayer is coming back one more time. Your prayer anointing is coming back again. Even the anointing, watchful anointing is coming back again. I see something happening right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Receive back. Receive back. You had it when you were a small child. You had it when you were young people. Now receive back. Receive back. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You receive back.
The fire
on somebody's head. Somebody hit. Put your hand on your head. I see the fire. Somebody receiving the fire in your head. Because some people have memory problem, brain problem. Thank you. God is healing right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Receive back your knowledge, your wisdom, your power of thinking is coming back. Memory power is coming back. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see the power. It's coming right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. No more damage on your brain. No more damage. No more damage. I see something happening in your brain right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are totally healed. I see anointing coming back. Thank you, Holy Spirit. No more headache. No more headache. No more. Somebody has a headache. No more headache. Heart, God is healing you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So when I was praying, you know, the 17th day, I see a light coming to me.
Wow.
That's coming closer to me, standing in front of me. I don't see a person, but I see the light. And the light is an angel.
Wow.
I see the glory, but I could see the eyes and the lips, and the face. But all glory, cloud, white cloud.
Wow.
So bright. But eyes are so bright. And the lips were moving. I could see the face like a cloud face. And it just came closer, standing in front of me. I saw that. I was so excited. Many times I wanted to have the vision like this. How many of you want to have the vision like this? Raise up your hand. I release the gift of seeing the angels. Seeing the angels. I release you. I release. You will have a vision. You will have a dream. You will have a vision. You will have a dream. I see the anointing coming back upon you. You see the angel coming to your house. I see the anointing coming back to your house. I see the power. I see the fire in your house. I see the fire in your house. In your house. In your house. I see the fire in your house. In your house. In your house.
Amen.
Thank you. That in your house I see the fire. I see somebody walking into your house. It is not a Satan. It's not a witchcraft. It's not a stronghold. It is the angel coming to your bedroom. It is the angel coming to your living room. It is the angel coming to your kitchen. I see the power. I see the power. Somebody is walking into your house. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Somebody is coming into your house. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It is the angel. It's the angel. It's the angel. It's coming to your house right now. Your house is holy. The place where you are standing is holy. The place where you are praying is holy. The place where you have children is holy. The where your children are sleeping is holy. I see angel. I see angel. I see angel. I see the power. I see the light coming. Your son sleeping on the bed is holy. Your son where he is sleeping. Your daughter where she is sleeping. I see the angel coming. I see the angel coming. I see the glory. I see the glory. Your house, your bedroom, anointed with the power. With the power. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see stronghold is broken. It's broken. It's broken. Broken. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Broken in your family, in your house. The bondage is broken. Your chain is broken. Your children are set free. I see the power of the Holy Spirit. I see the power coming from heaven. It's coming in your room, in your bedrooms. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see a power. This anointing is for your children. Where the children attack, and I see the power. Your children are losing. Your children are free. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see the visitation. I see the vision. The glory of the Lord is coming. It's coming. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Sister, you go back to your house. You will see some light in your house. That is the light in your house. I tell you, night time. That's your daughter. I tell you, night time, you will see when you are sleeping, you will see a vision. This girl is you. The girl next to you, get up. I tell you, night time, you will hear a voice. Then you will know it is not any dark force. It is the angel coming. And you will start singing for the Lord. You will sing song for God. God is releasing and touching your bed, anointing your bed. Start singing and worshiping God. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You know, when I was so excited. Because this is my bread. Because many times my children say, oh, we saw an angel. Who? We saw Jesus. Then I said, why not me? Many times so disappointed. Jesus came. One day I was sitting in a place, and then a congressman, he came from Delhi to see me, because he said, I heard your children so powerful. I came from Delhi to see you. Okay. Even I don't know, first time he's coming, but worship going on, and the children were, you know, coming from dormitory, and then I said, okay, please wait. Let me talk. We are going to start the worship. But by that time, the children coming from the dormitory, they started running to the prayer tower. I said, where are they going? They're calling, come on. Even the worship team, they start running. Because these kids are calling, come. They were all running. And then within 5-7 minutes, all started coming back. I said, what happened? They said, oh, Jesus came. Jesus was there. We went there to see him. Huh? Jesus came? The small kids, three children praying. They saw Jesus. From the tower they called, Jesus, come, 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 come. They all started. Even I was calling, where are you running? They go, oh, they didn't even tell me. They started running. But everybody went up. And they came and said, oh, we saw Jesus. Jesus, this is my prayer. Why not your shoes? Your face are hair to me. Amen.
Amen.
Receive the young generation. All the young children below 30, please get up. Young below 30, please get up. Amen. Amazing. 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 I tell you, you are chosen. You are chosen by God. I want to tell you. Do you like to see angel? I know. You will see angel. You will see angel. Do you like to see Jesus coming into your room?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah.
Young man? You will see that. You are going to have an encounter with Jesus. The glass, young man? You? Yeah. Yeah. You are going to have a strong encounter with Jesus very soon. You are going to see that. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The young girl, this one? Yes. I tell you, not just 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, you will be soaked by the glory of the Lord in your room. The personal encounter will come into your room. You will cry. You will dance. You will worship. You will see the holy fire coming into your room. Because when your mother conceived you, she dedicated you for God. Your holy child. Your holy child. I see anointing and power upon you. Today, this is the heart of God. It's the right time you are here. This young child, I tell you, from when your mother conceived you, a lot of struggle, but you are the happiest child. Whenever they have a problem, you are the one show the face. God is so happy for you, I tell you. And you don't need to see the angel. You will be like an angel in your school. Oh. I tell you, very soon, your teacher, even students say, you look like an angel. Because you know what? Before end of December, you will see someone coming into your room.
Wow.
You will see that. That is an angel. Angel comes to your room every day. Every day. Every day is coming to your house. It's a time I release a watchman anointing. Watch. You will see the angel.
Wow.
You will see the angel singing in your house. You will ask your mom, Mom, who played the song? Your mom said, nobody played, but I hear a song. It's a work of angel. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I tell you, all the young people pray. I want to see, have an encounter with God. Encounter. Encounter. I tell you, this young girl, I tell you, you will be bringing many young people to Jesus. You know that. You need not preach. You just walk. They will tell you, you have a power and anointing. You will say, yes, I know that. But I'm struggling. My God will speak to you. From your childhood, you're anointed, anointed, anointed. God is releasing every young person here. That young person, I tell you, there is a problem in your family, but it will not touch you. You'll rise up. You'll rise up. You will be the first one in your generation, totally transformed. God is going to release every fear from your family. Tell your mom nothing to worry. No more fear. Tell your mom. Tell your mom. She's so worried. That's a big problem, but you tell her. No more worry. Because you are a child of God. Nothing to worry about you. Your mom worry about you. But you say, no, I'm worried about the family. And you are going to have an encounter with Jesus. When you read the Bible, the word of God will be exactly coming to you. Every day read the Bible. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God is releasing the young generation to have an encounter with God. Thank you. All the people, turn your stretch out your hands to these young people and pray over these young people. These young people, they are going to have an encounter with God. They are going to walk with the Holy Spirit. I see these young people. Thank you, Holy Spirit. All these young people, I am dedicating you for to have an encounter with God. I am just right praying over you. Your hands, your tongues, your brain is right now become holy. Thank you, Holy Spirit. All the young people, your tongue, your hands, your brain, your whole body belongs to Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. It belongs to Jesus. I see the angel just standing in front of you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, I see the gift of love and the gift of prophecy over you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Gift of love and gift of prophecy is coming over you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see this young generation totally change. And Father, I see Holy Spirit is coming into the room. I see the power of the Holy Spirit is on their head and their tongues in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Today is an important day for our children, Father. There are so many attacks on the family, but these young children, Father, they are totally be free from all attack. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I see this young generation breaking the bondages and curses and raising up a new generation. When you have a marriage, when you have a children, they are the best blessing from God. Anointed Samuel is coming. Anointed, thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, we pray for this generation in the name of Jesus, praying and loving generation. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Wow, I'm so excited.
Yes.
The young people, please get up. If the parent is standing next to them, please can you hug them? If the parent is standing next to them, can you hug them? They are such a big blessing, big anointing today. I see anointing today. Can you hug them? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. I thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. I see the fire. When you hug, you can receive the fire from your daughter, okay? Thank you. Your son has a fire. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amazing children. Amazing children. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Be seated. Parents, are you happy today?
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
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 I'm so happy. I see when I pray for some people, they are going to see the angel.
Amen.
And someone will see Jesus coming to your room. Okay? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So, you know, when I was so happy to see the angel, but you know, a few seconds, the face of the angel changed.
What?
And became my mother's face.
Whoa.
Hmm. And my mother's face was so angry. I don't worry. Your mother face is so good. Don't worry. But my mother face was so angry. Like, I said, wow. And I said, Lord, why my father? The body is angel body, but the face is my mother face. I said, why? Then I heard a voice, the angel telling me, Forgive your mother. 3 times. Forgive your mother. I said, forgive my mother? Why? I'm not hating her. I don't have anything with her. Why? She's not the enemy. I don't hate. Why? But keep on telling, forgive your mother. Forgive your mother. When you come to the altar, you know someone has something against you, not you. Someone has something against you. Leave the offering, go, reconcile, and come back.
Yeah.
Wow. Then immediately said, Lord, I don't know, but I said, yes, I forgive my mother. I forgive my mother. That's all. I prayed beyond my mind, my knowledge, my conscience. I never spoke against my mother. Still I love her. Why? I forgive. But I forgive. You know what? Immediately, the fear changed into angel's face.
Wow.
Come on, brother.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
I saw the angel. Again, the eyes so big and the lips, she was smiling. I said, wow. And then, that is the time of the encounter. I received the power. I felt that.
Wow.
I fell down, roll, crying, shouting. How long? I don't know. Rolling. I know one thing. I'm rolling on the rock. Because the mountain. Rolling. Anointing came back.
Amen. Well.
So powerful. My whole body is like a lion. So powerful. I just... Because I forgive my mother. You know the reason? When I left, my mother said, you left the Catholic Church? I hate you. I hate you. You are shame. You are a curse. You are a curse. See that, the word? You are a curse. From my mother. She loves me so much. I love her so much. And she prayed for me all the time. Now she said, you are a curse. Why?
I
see. Even when I die, don't come to me.
Wow.
You're not my son anymore. Wow. Somehow, even though I don't hate her, that word has gone into my spirit.
Yeah.
My spirit damaged. I didn't know that. But my anointing left because my spirit damaged. My spirit damaged. Even though my mind said, no, you're okay. But my spirit damaged. But today, when I began to forgive my mother, anointing came back. The power. Again, the spirit of Elijah. Another Elijah started rising up. I started and went back to India. My meetings are so powerful, full of fire, healing power, signs and wonders. My anointing power came back. Come on, clap your hands and thank God.
Praise the Lord. Whoa.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. When you start praying for your pastors, ministers, and those who are serving God, even though they have some problem, but you pray for them, they may receive that anointing.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Moses was so weak. But God raised up Aaron who to support both sides. Thank you, Jesus. They didn't blame Moses, or Moses did not blame Aaron or Hur. It's a time we have to be as a family. Everyone has to come together. When you have a problem, we cannot talk about all these kind of problems. It's a time not to just hurt people, not to just point out their mistake. It's a time we have to come and shoulder the kingdom, the church, the pastors, and the ministries. It's a right time because the enemy is attacking the leaders, pastors, even the government leaders. We have to pray for the godly presidents. This year is coming, yes, very important year. For America, for India, for Taiwan, for all three nations going for the election.
Amen.
We have to pray for the nation. We have to pray for our leaders. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Pray.
Amen.
I encourage you to pray from now on till next year. Keep praying for our leaders and the government and mainly for the big ministries and pastors. Thank you, Holy Spirit. How many of you will take up this promise? I will start praying every day 1 minute for the pastors and the leaders and also the government leaders. Raise up your hand. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, I release a special anointing upon the people who raise their hand to pray for leaders, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I pray right from the anointing. Every time they pray, one pastor, one person will rise up. They'll be healed. They'll restore back the anointing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's not only here, Father. Mainly, I pray for China. So many leaders are attacked. So many leaders are in the prison, Father. And pray for India, Father. And pray for the Arab countries, Father. Turkey, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, I pray for all the people here. They start praying for America. For the right president and the government. Right now we pray, Father. And we pray for all the ministries in India and America, in China. Right now we pray, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Receive a burden for the churches, the leaders, and the nations. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 I know one thing, you know, when I pray, you make a commitment, you have to do it, okay?
Yeah.
Don't just raise up and go for it. No, it's a very important thing. Everyone, at least 100 days.
Yes.
I wish that you do until finish elections, I ask you to pray. Next year is a very crucial year. Because God gave me 7 years. Next year is the 7th year. And I didn't know there's going to be election coming in many countries next year, election time. So I encourage you to pray. So today, I just, Pastor, I tell you, you are under attack.
Yeah.
You are under attack. I tell you, you are under attack.
Yes.
But you cannot quit the ministry.
Okay.
Yes. The first day God called you, He's a faithful God.
Yeah.
You have to continue. The God who started a good work in you, He will complete it. Don't worry about the ministry. Don't worry about the church. But you're always coming to God. Lord, I will serve you.
Okay.
I'll never quit. But I need your grace. I called you and Pastor White to come to the front. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Because this is a very important time for Pastor. He worked so hard so many years. I know him for so many years. But actually, it's a very important time. We have to support our pastor. I know some of you come from other churches, but still I tell you, start praying for the pastor and his wife, and also the chief. It's a very important time, because God needs them. Can you come and kneel down here? Sorry. I always call them, if they are very famous people, I will ask them to come and kneel down. Because you are very famous. I can't thank you, Jesus. I'm asking some people, come around, lay the hand upon them. I ask some people, if you have a real burden, please come. And lay the hand upon the pastor and his wife. This is the time. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We need his pastors. Because his family is very important. They work so hard.
But they are in pain. They are in pain.
Even they, just like a Moses, they want to quit. But the enemy is attacking them. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this man of God, this woman of God. We pray over them, Father. Father, they are in the battlefield. The enemy is attacking God, Father. But the Lord says, this is not your battle. The battle belongs to God.
Amen.
This is not your battle. The battle belongs to God. You be strong, stand still. I will fight for you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God is releasing Father's heart to you. Thank you, Father. There are many mistakes happen, but that becomes a blessing for you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's not a mistake. God knows every mistake can become a big blessing. Thank you, Father. There are some areas weak, but God is so strong. In your weakness, God is so strong. Thank you. Every area, He will restore back again your blessing and anointing. Father, we see so many people here like the children, Father, sons and daughters standing here. They are all not leaders. They are sons and daughters, praying people, Father, loving people. We are with them. We walk with them in prayer, in love, Father. We shoulder them, Father. We will not leave them, Father, in this time of fighting. It's a time of battle. We will not leave them. We will stand with them. We say yes to God. We say yes to God. We will stand with them, and also not only these pastors. We will stand with all the pastors, all the leaders in the church. We will stand with them, God. We protect them by your prayer, God. We will stand with every pastor who has gone through the attack, God. Thank you, Father. We are God's people. We will not criticize them, but we will support them in prayer. Father, we love them. We will support them because of their sacrifice. Thank you, Father. We pray in the name of Jesus. We receive back, restore back the anointing upon you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now you are a father. You are a mother. Forgive the people and accept the people. Aaron and Miriam will walk with you, and God will release the next Joshua generation to you. Today, in the name of Jesus, receive back. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. I just want you to say, you know, one verse. Can you release a word?
Yeah. In Chinese.
Oh, Chinese, yeah. 亲爱的天父，我们真的感谢你，主啊，你赐给我们这样的属灵天眼，我们把刘牧师跟刘师母都交在主你的手中。主啊，他们在你眼中就像那个同人，眼里面的那个。
同眼眼中的同仁一样，主啊，他们是被保护着的，不会受任何的攻击。主啊，你让他们在里面从身心灵，从里面的细胞到每个组织每个器官都完全的恢复健康正常，他们继续来服侍我们。哦，主啊，我们感谢你赐给这一对这么有父亲的爱、母亲的爱的属灵长辈在我们的当中。哦，主啊，他成为我们的领导，哦，成为帮助我们怎么样去做属灵的父母。哦，我们在学习当中，主啊，我们还需要他们来带领我们，主啊，让他们继续走前面的道路，奔跑不疲倦。我们感谢你，这样感谢祷告，奉主之名求，阿门。
主耶稣，你看见你的仆人还有使女在你面前一切的这些忠心，主，在弟兄姐妹们看不见的背后，他们为这个家，主，为每一位这个教会里面的儿女们尽心的祷告，尽心的来服侍，主，不是一天，主，乃是一个月、一年，很多很多的年。主，你真的，主，你纪念你仆人，纪念你仆人在你面前一切的这些忠心。主，纪念你的仆人，主，在我们没有人看见的时候，他们跪在地上为这个教会的儿女们来代求。主，求你纪念他们一切的忠心。主，求你将更多的这个恩膏，主，赐给你的仆人还有使女。主，也让这个教会，主，这个合一，主，能够好像那个亚伦跟户尔的这个手一样，主，把他们疲累的这个手能够抬起来。主，是的，主，我们用一个合一，用弟兄姐妹们彼此的这个相爱来支持他们，主，来 support 他们，让他们知道，主，他们所做的，主，在天上一切都蒙神的纪念。主，谢谢你，主，谢谢你，主，你把一个相爱合一，主，放在这个教会里面。主，你把弟兄姐妹们对他们的这个感谢，主，让他们能够知道，主，我们爱他们，主，我们 support 他们。谢谢你，主，谢谢你，主，你他们所做的一切，主，不管是大的小的同工，或者是不认识的人，甚至是外教会的人，主，他们所做的一切的这些好的事情，主，造就人的事情，主，你都纪念。主，因为你说，主，若是你把那个水给那个小子中的一个，主，即便是弟兄中最小的，主，你都纪念。主，你纪念他们多年来的这个忠心，主，纪念他们多年来，主，为你的国来摆上，主，求你恩膏，大大的来恩膏他们，祝福刘牧师师母的服事，祝福刘牧师师母一切的这些 ministry 与人之间的这个交通，主，你让那个相爱还有合一能够永留在这个教会里面。谢谢主，谢谢主，大大的来祝福他们，谢谢主，奉主的名祷告，
阿门，
阿门，阿门，阿门，
Thank you, Jesus.
Blessing today. So one more prayer, we'll finish with that. So today, I just want to, I think today is a good day because many pastors need that. Do you know that now? How they are broken. I could see, and I embrace them. I could see the healing, restoration. This is what we have to support them. They are in the ministry for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, pastors, leaders. But when they go out, they feel so hurt. They need fathers and mothers. They are fathers and mothers. This is time we have to be like the fathers and mothers. I thank God for you. I thank God for everyone. You have such a father's heart. Mother's love. Keep on praying and loving them. You see them? When they preach, they are so strong. But today, can you see them? They are crying like babies. You see the pain of every... I'm not like just looking at them here. I'm looking at every pastor today, not only in America, in China, You don't know the pain of every pastor in China. Do you know that, sister, they're from China? Do you know that? You know that? You have that pain. You have to pray for them. I know many pastors from China. They cry with me. When they come, they hug them, cry and cry with me. I don't know how to console them. Even physically. I have seen many pastors here burning, whole body burnt. In the prison, they have all the attack. I want you to experience the pain of the pastors from China. China. I encourage you, if you have a heart for China, start praying for the pastors, leaders. Very important time. Is there anyone here from China? Can you raise up your hand? Please. Good. Praise God. Amen. Anyone from China? Please get up. Please. Thank you, Jesus. What a blessing today. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amazing. Amazing. Wow. Thank you, Holy Spirit. From China. From China. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I see the fire in you. I tell you, God brought you here, but your heart, your fire should go back to China. Your fire is for China. For China, I tell you, God is calling you like a Jeremiah, putting the yoke on your shoulder. Jeremiah, you will go to said Babylon. Go, go. Thank you. You cannot keep the fight. You cannot keep here. Even in America, you feel like a Babylon. You have to go. You have to go. God is releasing you more like a Jeremiah 19. Jeremiah. 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 It's the time that your pain of China. China bondage. God is releasing your children. Thank you. Not only you. Even your children. Your children. They will go hard for the pastors in China. I tell you what you pray. The heavy burden is not America. Many times I see some of the people, the young men. I tell you the young men. That the t-shirt. Yeah. You. I tell you, God is going to give a heart for the young generation. Young pastors, you have a ministry. For the young pastors. Young pastors, you. I tell you, you will be a shelter for them, the young pastors. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God is going to release you, I tell you. It's a big ministry. It's a tent-making ministry God is going to give to you. I tell you, you will go hard for the young generation. This young man standing here, I tell you, even the scientists, they will come. Thank you. Even intellectuals, they will come from China. You have to cover them, hide them. This young man, I tell you, you will have such a burden for the young generation. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I just pray everyone who's standing here, raise up your hand. Pray for the young people in China. Pray for the leaders in China. I right now, raise up your hand. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I release anointing upon you.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Father, we pray, Father, China. So many leaders are persecuted, hurt. They are in pain. They lost their families, God.
And they have nothing but their run.
They are crying for the nation, crying for the kingdom, crying for the young people. We are here to support the Father. Receive. Receive anointing. It's a Jeremiah prophetic anointing.
Jeremiah is prophetic anointing upon you. Thank you, Jeremiah. Jeremiah,
revelation is coming. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Your revelation is more into Babylon. Babylon. Thank you. The figures will come. Babylon figures will come upon you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's a gift of revelation, gift of prophecy, gift of healing, gift of breakthrough. You are going to have this gift. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. When you create, and also God will take you to China, you will see Shanghai, Beijing, Wanzhou, all the time. That will be a breakthrough. God is going to take you to Wanzhou. God is going to take you to Wanzhou. You will see there's going to be a fire in Wanzhou. You are going to see the breakthrough in Wanzhou. You are going to see that. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you in the name of Jesus. And also, you will have a place in Hong Kong. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Anointing is a prophetic anointing in Hong Kong. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's a gateway Hong Kong. Hong Kong. You will see the people in Hong Kong. They will become pregnant.
You will see the fire. It's a prophetic anointing.
Prophetic school. Prophetic school in Hong Kong. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Prophetic school in Hong Kong. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Many Chinese leaders coming from Beijing, Shanghai, and you will see fire in Hong Kong. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I just pray all the pastors connected with you, they'll be totally free from the prison. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. you, Holy Priesthood. Priesthood. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Priesthood. 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 Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, we right now pray. Intercessors. Intercessors. This one. Intercessors. Yes. Intercessors. Thank you. Prayer tower. House of prayer in every city in China. Every city in China. Intercessors. Prayer tower. House of prayer. I see the anointing. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see yes. 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 Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see the power in every city. Every city. I see the mothers. They are healed. Every mother, they will be delivered. It's you. It's you. You have anointing. You have a power to redeem. Rescue the mothers. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. China. 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 Thank you, Holy Spirit. Young generation, China. China. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The pain of mothers. God is right now healing you, releasing you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see the anointing upon you. The ministry for the mothers, intercessors, prayer tower, house of prayer, even children house of prayer. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Receive this calling. Open up a house of prayer for the mothers to come. They cry together. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Don't pray for 10,000. Pray for 100,000. 100,000. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Mothers, 100,000 mothers join together. Pray for the children, the young people. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Anointing is a pain coming upon your womb. It is not your pain. This is a mother's pain. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, we pray right now for all the mothers to be healed. All the mothers, the healed. The womb of the mothers to be totally be healed. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. A fire is coming to China. It's coming to China. It's coming from America. It's coming from America. Amen. It's going to China. China. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Next year, something is going to happen in China. Thank you. The next year, something is going to happen in China.
Amen.
China next year. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Receive the anointing. Receive this anointing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. It's a fire. It's a fire. Stronghold is broken in China. Many, many prisons will be shaken. Many prisons will be shaken. Many pastors will come out of the prisons. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. 2025 to 2030, many prisons will be opened.
Many
pastors will come out. 2025 to 2030, many, many prisons will be broken. Many chains will be broken. Many pastors will come out. And God is releasing many pastors. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Pray right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 No lunch break today. Sit down. I see here some fire today. How many of you feel the fire today?
I feel the fire.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you. You know, there is one thing today. Today I just want to give you very important today is Abraham. God called Abraham. And I came from Genesis chapter 18. So today I'm calling you. I told you these days I'm coming for one thing. I need 10 people. God will save the nation. I need 10 people in every church. God will save your nation. That's all. 10 people. We have to say yes to God.
Amen.
That was a big problem for Abraham. He's such a mighty man. He's a man of God, walking with God. But he failed. He could not bring even 10 people. But I tell God, Lord, I don't want to make a mistake what Abraham did. I can bring 10 people. 10 people, God. You see, in chapter 18. Thank you, Jesus. Genesis chapter 18. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. 18, verse 26. So the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within city, then I will spare all the place for their sake. But finally, he said, verse 31, and he said, indeed now I have taken it myself to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 should be found there, I will not destroy it for the sake of 20. verse 32, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak but once more. Suppose 10 should be formed there, then he said, I will not destroy it for the sake of 10. So the Lord went his way as soon as he had finished speaking with Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place. God is a God of mercy. This is my message all the time. He's a God of mercy.
Yeah.
He's not here to punish you and me. He's not here to punish America. I hear many people say, God is going to punish America. He's going to the hills. I say, my God is a God of mercy.
Amen.
If we repent, yes. We repent. If my people who are called by my name, repent.
Yes.
Repent, seek my face, repent. I will forgive and answer their prayer. I will heal their land.
Amen.
Whole nation, land, inheritance, I gave them. He said, Abraham, you know the Bible says, God had a plan to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, but he was not happy. God is restless. When something is coming upon you, he is restless. He's not a God to release that kind of judgment. Of course, he's a God of justice and also God of mercy. I know he's justice, but on the other side, he's a God of mercy. How many of you say yes? Amen.
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 He's a God of justice, but the same God of mercy. I always touch the other side, mercy. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Mercy. I know you are God of justice, but Lord, mercy, mercy, mercy.
Amen.
And see, God wanted to talk to somebody. He said, he doesn't find anyone. Finally, he said, I found one person whom I can reveal my secret to that person. How many of you are here, intercessors or worshippers? Raise your hand. Intercessors and worshippers. Praise God.
Amen. So many.
You know this message today? I
want to speak to somebody who is an intercessor, who is a worshipper so close to me.
I don't want to hide anything from my intercessor. I want to talk. Do you see the call when you go to your prayer room and nobody is there? Don't get frustrated. That's the best time you can meet your God, encounter with God. God
Amen.
Wants to talk.
Oh, hey,
all
hey.
The time you talk, but when
you are alone, God wants to talk to you.
That's why I
encourage you to
go to the
prayer room or in your house, be
alone and just sit in his presence. That means God wants to talk to you.
You don't feel like talking? No need.
No need. You should not talk.
If you feel that you are dry in your prayer,
that means God
wants to talk to you. It's not dry. It is the thirsty.
Yeah.
Thirsty is not a dry. It's not dry. It's a thirsty. Many
hinges are disappointed. I'm not able to talk. I'm not to pray for a long time. No, it's not a problem. You are in the right direction. That means you're thirsty. You are going to see the power of the Holy Spirit. You are going to see the power of the Holy Spirit. It's the right time. Right time.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you. You see that? God wants to talk to you. Intercessors, worshippers, please raise your hand. Raise up your hand. I release anointing upon you when you are in the hiding place, when you are in the secret place. I see a power is coming. A new language is coming. God is speaking to you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I pray for your ears. You will listen to the voice of God, not to the voice of man, not the voice of your people. No more. No more disturbance. I pray over ears. I want every intercessor worshiper to raise a hand. Put both your hands on your ears, both sides. Put your hands on your both sides. Yes, yes. Thank you. No more. No more voice from outside. No more any kind of condemnation from outside. No more negative words from outside. I see right now God is sharpening your ears. You will hear the voice of God just like a Samuel. Thank you, Father Samuel. Thank you. Lord, speak. Thy servant is listening. Speak to me. Receive. Receive. It is not any other word, any other voice. No more. No more disturbance. When you are alone, no more disturbance. I see the power of God. The God wants to speak to you. I see something happening in your ears. God is touching and healing your ears. You will hear only the word of God. And you will receive only the voice of God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray for a power in their ears. Power, sensitiveness in the ears. ears. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, even you have a ear problem, God is healing you. God is healing you. You will be able to hear the voice of God. When other people pray, when other people talk, you will not be able to even hear. But when God speaks, your both ears will be open. 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 Thank you, Holy Spirit. Open. Be Epheta. Open. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. Very important. Listen to the voice of God. God wants to speak to you. So God said, I want to talk to my servant, my son, Abraham. And he said, you know, I have a problem. I don't know what to do. But Abraham, I want to share with you. I was waiting for a long time. No more time. I'm going to touch Sodom and Gomorrah. What do you say? What do you say? He'll come and ask you, what do you say? He will ask you, what are you going to say? He will ask you, well, yeah, I tell you, literally he will ask you. He will ask, what do you say? Because you have my heart. I am your father, you are my son, your daughter, I can talk to you, I want to tell you. I got something in my heart, what do you say? Oh Lord, please, don't look at your people, look at me. Come on, raise up your hand. I say, Lord, don't look at the people. Don't look at the nation, but look at me. Lord, look at me, God. I'm a crying for my people. I really love my people. I know you love me, but I also love my people. Have mercy on my people. Have mercy on my nation, God. Have mercy on my city, God. Have mercy on my next generation. Receive. Receive. Receive the power of compassion. They receive the compassion and mercy. God is releasing you right now in your prayer. You will have that, not just for justice, but you will have the spirit of mercy. Mercy, 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 mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Your prayer will be all the time. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Jesus, have mercy. Receive. Your prayer will be changed. Lord, have mercy. Mercy, mercy. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Receive in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Can you make this prayer the 100 days? Mercy, mercy, mercy.
Amen.
Can you make it? Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Mercy, mercy, mercy. So now when God said, He said, if you give, okay, I can do one thing. If you bring 50 people, righteous people, I can save your nation. Good. Good deal.
Good deal.
God always wants to make a deal with the intercessor. Good. But I tell you, intercessors can always can bargain with God. Okay? You can bargain with God because you have such authority. You can tell Him, Lord, and then you say, 45, 40, 30, 20, finally, 10, Lord. Wow. Can you believe it? Always bargaining, if you go, it goes up. You know, when you buy a house, it goes up, right? Right? When you buy a house, it goes up. But here in God, when you have a bargaining, it goes down. So 50, 45, 40, 30, 20, 10, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Wow. 10, Lord. But the Bible says, Abraham was so disappointed, he could not even 10 people cry for the nation. Nation. It's not one person. It's not one family. Nation. America. That's what I'm training my children here. Every day, more than 10,000 children pray for their nation. Their nation. Brazil, Cambodia, Angola, Mozambique, Haiti, Sri Lanka, Malaysia, Taiwan. They all, every day they pray for the revival of their nation. That's why I'm calling in America. Can you start a children's house of prayer to pray for America?
Amen.
America. They need a revival.
Amen.
America need God. And then we teach the children, take one more nation to pray. Pray one more nation every week. But every whole life pray for America. That's called the call of the children of prayer. Pray for America, America, revival in America, America. Thank you, Holy Spirit. But you know what? You know the deal. Finally, he could not get even 10 people. But today I told God, Lord, every city I go, just give me 10 people. So today I'm asking you, I know so many people sign up, but I want 10 people. Again, I know you got the form. I will give the form again. Because in the form, you have to write your children's names and birthdays. Because we have a program in the future, connect your children. I will explain later. this form, you have to write your children's name, even birthday. Because I'm very more keen on your children, not on you. Your children are very important. So I need 10 people, and then you give me the form the afternoon, maybe short time, no problem. That's time I'm going to pray over you. If you are here, I'll leave the form, I'll pray over you. We'll connect with you. This is a very important covenant with me.
Amen.
A covenant for the next generation. We have to pray. So I need this time, I'm very, very serious. We have to pray. No other, go. We have to make a count, pray. Every day, 1 minute. And my children, you see, every day, 1 hour, every day. And Saturday, they pray 3-4 hours. And then, today is a 24 hours, today. Once a month, 24 hours they are praying. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? 24 hours they are praying, every day, minimum 1 hour they are praying. I want the parents, can't you pray for 1 minute for your children? Do you see that?
Yeah.
These areas, you can do it. Very simple. Very simple. I will teach you today evening how to pray that 1 minute for your children. I'll teach you. But I encourage you. I need minimum 10 people. Then we put in the group and then always connect with you. But all the information of your children, birthdays, and the names and birthdays. So I encourage you, 10 people come. Maybe. If more people, no problem. Because some people may come from other places. Good. You can have your own team. But we'll connect one person every day and every week. We'll pray with you. The team. Until, you know, your children are saved, we will keep on. We need your children come to God. This is our children's goal. And the children pray for the nation. You pray for children, and children pray for the nation. Amen?
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Is there anyone here? You are ready to commit? Maybe 10 people? Raise up your hand. Amen, I know. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, today I pray for those people who are raising up a hand, Father. Today when I pray, it's not them, it is their children, grandchildren, generation, inheritance right now. I pray, Father. But today I pray over them for the Father's heart and mother's love in the name of Jesus. Father, today I pray in the name of Jesus. They will have a heart for their children. They will have a heart for the father, the generation, because you call them to be a part of the revival. Their children should be a part of the revival in the nation and the kingdom. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, right now, I release a burden for your son and daughter. Receive the burden. It's not only today. After 10 years, 15 years, your children should still walk with God. If this is going to happen, not today. Yes, it starts from today. Even after 10 years, this is going to happen today. Thank you, Father. You will not lose your children. Father,
Amen.
Today we pray for the special anointing of a long journey. Not today. It's a long journey. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 I have
Amen.
It. I'm so happy.
Hallelujah.
So, all the people who signed up, please write in the form and give it to me. Okay?
Okay.
This form, I will take the form evening and pray 10 people.